诸位法师，诸位护法居士，大德，大家早安。
Good morning, a monastic and our participating members.
今天也非常的殊胜，难得的因缘，我们这个高大使啊，正好今天早上有空。跟他的夫人一起来跟我们共同庄严。
So it's the right cause and conditions. We're very fortunate this morning. The ambassador from Taiwan, Ambassador Gao and his wife is with us today.
请高大使让大家这个看。
Welcome.
高大使果然很高大。
The Chinese phonic translation, Gao is tall. So, Abbot President just says, Ambassador Gao is really tall.
今天我们这个讲题啊，就是用抱怨不抱怨来跟大家分享。
So today, the theme of my talk today is to have a great vow and do not complain.
这个题目抱怨不抱怨，我们现在当下就有法师跟菩萨正在处理临时变化的事情，因为飓风来了。
So this is really the right time for this topic, because right now as I'm talking, there are some participants of the center and some monastics are trying to deal with Hurricane Sandy.
因为我们几位法师啊，后天就要到旧金山，可是飓风来了，飞机可能没办法起飞，还有有人要到芝加哥，有人到德州，现在正在状况处理，是不是可以开车到芝加哥，然后在芝加哥坐飞机到旧金山？
So, a number of us will be traveling to San Francisco on Tuesday, and some of us would have to go to Chicago and Texas.So we're trying to make arrangement. Hopefully we can drive to Chicago and fly from Chicago to San Francisco.
那我就跟法师讲，我们就抱怨不抱怨，面对他，接受他，处理他，放下他了。
So I said to the monastic who are worried about making alternative travel arrangement, we should recognize it, accept it, deal with it, and just let it go.
我们法师说现在正在处理，心脏快没有力了。
So the monastic's response was, I'm trying to deal with it, I don't have any strength left.
我说有怨就有力。
So my response was, if you have a great vow, you would have strength.
我说有怨又有力，我也是听师父创办人圣严师父的开示讲的。
So I did not come up with this statementHave vow, then you have strength. This is what I learned from the founder of the center, Master Sheng Yan.
所以从开始发愿要出家，一直到现在，我都学习着蛮听话的。
So actually, this started early when I made the vow that I would leave home to practice as a monastic. Till today, I always follow his teaching.
听释迦牟尼佛的话，听高僧大德的话，听创办人圣严师父的话。
I follow the teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha. I follow the teaching of many great practitioners of Buddha, Buddha Dharma, and I follow the teaching of Master Sheng Yan.
听话虽听话，无名烦恼习进来的时候，听的话都知道，境界来做不到。
So although I said I try to follow their teaching, however, when there are challenges, it's hard for me to practice at that moment.
结果用什么样的观念跟方法来学习做到呢？
So how can we make sure we can practice and make their teaching occurring in our daily lives? How do we do this?
这就是我们有这样子的殊胜的善言跟法言，在创办人圣严师父的座下依止，然后亲近。
So because the cause and conditions are right, we have the affinity with Master Sheng Yan's teaching, so we can listen to his teaching.
所以我们在座许多的菩萨都相信在圣严师父圆寂三周年以后，大家还能听闻佛法、禅法、心法，一定有许多的感触。
So many of you who are sitting here in the audience today probably have mixed feelings, because Master Sheng Yan have left us, more than 3 years ago.
这个感触就是感恩圣严师父在美国纽约开辟的第一个道场。
So part of you probably feels that you really appreciate Master Sheng Yan founded the center, his first temple in the United States of America.
东出禅寺。
Chan Meditation Center.
三十多年前，东出禅寺刚成立的时候是在对面。
So more than 30 years ago, the first location of Chan Meditation Center is actually located across the street.
大概经过多久？有没有一年搬到这里来？
So how many years before it moved to this current location? Is it more than a year?
事实上，在东出禅寺有了以后，还有我们香港道场。也是在后续的时候也成立了。
So after Master Sheng Yan founded the Chan Meditation Center, he later founded also our retreat center.
所以比如说很多禅修的带领啊，或是菩萨戒啦，四众佛子共勉语啦，华古山的理念精神方针方法，这些共识啊，都在美国师父提笔写下来，为整个创建法鼓山这个团体而呈现出来。
So Master Sheng Yan actually developed many things in the United States locations. For example, methods to lead Chan practice and Chan retreat, Bodhisattva precept, and the eight themes of Dharma Drum Mountain Organization were all developed at the current location.
然后再带到台湾去推行。产生了深远的影响力。
Then he took these ideas back to Taiwan to spread the message, and his teaching has significant influence to the society.
我们也可以感受到，我们最近东出禅寺也准备要扩建了。
So,I think you probably know that we're going to expand the Chan Meditation Center in the near future.
或许他说，这么小小的怎么扩建啊？
So you may ask, this is a very small place. How are you going to expand it?
我们现在这个地址是 Corona 的90-56.
So you know our address is Corona Avenue 90-56.
去年买下90-52。
So last year we bought 90-52.
今年六月买下隔壁90-54.
So this June we bought 90-54, immediately next to this building.
今年十月又买下90-50.
So in October we just bought 90-50.
这就是因缘。
So this is cause and condition.
无常的变化，因缘和合的呈现。
This is result of impermanence. This is the appearance of cause and condition when it's right.
圣严师父在生前的时候，本来是希望在其他的地区里面再找大一点的场地，然后甚至说东出禅寺这个地址也可以卖掉。
So when Shifu was alive, he had thought we may be able to buy a new location somewhere else. He also have stated that we may consider selling the current location.
这都是师父的悲愿，希望更多的众生都能听闻到佛法、禅法、心法。
This is because Shi Fu's great vow was he wanted to have a great location so many people can hear his teaching and can hear Buddha Dhamma.
我们难免会怀旧说啊，原来第一个道场怎么可以这样把它卖掉呢？
So many of us have the thoughts, this is our first site. How can we sell our original building?
因为当时如果没有卖，想要把它卖掉了，没办法容纳更多的人可以听闻到佛法、禅法、心法。
That's because Master Sheng Yin felt that this location is not big enough to accommodate all individuals who would like to hear Buddha Dhamma.
因为现在的这种科技发达，不一定是说在现场，我们还有远距教学啊、网络啊，也可以达到这个多数人都能得到这个佛法的利益啊。
So the situation we are dealing with now is we do not have to have participants physically participating actively here. Through distance education and internet, many individuals can learn Buddha Dhamma from a distance.
法鼓山真正的建设也不是在硬体的道场。
So Dhamma Drum Mountain's true contribution is also not just a physical plan.
而是理念，提升人的品质，建设人间净土。
It's our belief that we will elevate human beings, human beings, and we will establish the Pure Land on Earth.
只要有一个人、十个人认同而愿意去推广，华古山就存在。
We only need 10 individuals who make the vow of spreading this message, we exist.
可是我们为什么还不要买下联系隔壁的三栋加上现在这一栋四栋呢？
So with this in mind, so why do we decide to buy these four connecting, to have these four connecting buildings?
这就是师父同样的也说，星云老和尚啊，水月道场要建，空花佛事要做。
So this is Shifu's belief, even though we can spread the Buddha Dhamma through other means, the physical plan is also important.
无非都是要契机契理度化众生。
We want to offer a location to deliver all sentient beings.
因为有的人不一定只听闻这个远距教学网络啊。
Because not all of us can learn Buddha Dhamma through distance education.
他还是希望到现场来聆听的。
They would like to physically attend the ceremonial practice sessions on site.
所以我们也有这样子的福德因缘，感受到圣严师父的悲愿，第一个道场或许在这个世间里面我们暂时又把它保留下来了。
So we experienced Shi Fu's great vow because we have enough merit accumulated, we're fortunate enough to purchase to have these four connecting buildings.
甚至要扩建了。
We are going to be able to expand.
这个不是只在硬体的扩建，而在心灵的开阔。
This is not just physically to expand our structure, but also to expand our mind.
这个就是在相应着圣严师父在来到美国的时候曾经流浪纽约街上。
So I want to share with you the story of Shi Fu's originally arriving in New York City, and there was a period of time that he did not have a permanent site.
圣严师父为什么会在纽约街上流浪呢？事实上也有许多的法师要，还有这个善知识大德要接引，这个容纳圣严师父有一个栖身之所。
So for a while he was homeless. Why was Master Sheng Yin homeless for a period of time? Actually, a number of monastics and stay home practitioners would like to provide a place for him.
但师父的愿力一向的是要普及大众，还认为要因缘成熟。
But Master Sheng Yan's vow was always that he wants to spread the message to all sentient beings, and he wants to have the location to be able to do this, and he wants to wait for the right cause and conditions.
如果因缘不成熟，还会造成他人的困扰或是打扰的话，师父就会另外做选择。
So if the cause and conditions are not right, 师父 will not make decision and stay with that individual.
一切都是处处以慈悲心站在他人的立场来着想。
师父 always use compassion to think about a situation from the other person's perspective.
所以师父一向是说，他到任何一个地方，能给当地带来什么样的利益，至少不要让人家损失。
So 师父 always think when he's at a specific location, he wants that location not to lose anything.
所以在流浪纽约街上的时候，师父不会认为是一个很苦的事情。
So while 师父 was homeless, he did not see that as suffering.
反而激发师父的悲怨力更强。
He viewed that situation to challenge him to make him even wait a greater vow.
他抱怨没有抱怨。
He made a great vow without complaining.
而认为需要有一个他要开创的一个道场，让更多的人得到佛法的利益。
So his vow was he wants to have a permanent physical location, so many individuals will be able to learn Buddha Dhamma and benefits from that.
所以我们在座的许多的资深的护法菩萨，大家都可以感受到师父这个愿力的心路历程。
So many of you I see have participated in Chan Medi Center for quite some time. You can probably testify to 师父's great vow and the process.
所以我们在座看到许多资深的东西方众啊，一路追随着师父跟现在的法师啊，一起在护法弘法。
So I've seen among the audience are some English speaking and some Chinese speaking long-term followers. You can testify to what I just said.
护法弘法就是在敲法鼓。
So you are followers and supporters of Buddha Dhamma and you are beating the Dhamma drum.
敲法鼓无非就是希望净化人心，净化社会。
So as we beating the Dhamma drum, what's the purpose? The purpose is to elevate human beings to clarify everyone's mind.
而不是在硬体道场的扩大。
So the focus is mind, not the physical plan.
而是希望在净化人心的时候可以提升人品，净化社会可以建设净土。
So we can elevate human beings, we can establish a pure land on earth.
所以我在这一次到北美来的时候啊，曾在多伦多啊，有记者问我说，我这一次到北美来的目的为何？
When during my this trip to North America, in Toronto, a reporter asked me, "What is your purpose of visiting North America this time?"
我说我是抱着感恩心来的。
I said, "I'm here to express my appreciation."
感恩创办人圣严师父开辟了华谷山这个团体。
I appreciate Master Sheng Yan founded Dhamma Drum Mountain.
我们许多的护法菩萨认同华谷山的理念，而一直到现在都继续本持着这一份愿力在护法。
I want to appreciate many followers who support our teaching for such a long time and have been supporting us.
华谷山今天所以能在世界各地奉献一份安心的力量，我们从美国这个地方或是东出禅寺是一个非常重要的开端。
Dhamma Drum Mountain has been able to offer and contribute a force to settle people's mind around the world this place, the United States, is a very important beginning.
我们在美国这个地方有许多的西方社会这个接引的大众啊，大致上有讲这个中文的这个华人，还有讲English 的当地的人士，那当地的人士最主要都是以西方众为主。
So there are two types of individual participate in Damodaran Mountain activity in the United States or in the Western world. One group speaks English, the other group speaks Chinese.
因为华人的接引通常都是从这个宗教的信仰来带给他们的信心啊，所以常常会有念佛法会的传统的修行方式啊，来激发升起宗教情操，这也是一种重要的契机啊。
So for Chinese speaker, Buddhism is part of the belief system. The preference is to participate in chanting ceremony to help them to find peace in mind.
而西方众的这种弘法照顾啊，最需要是从禅法来接引的。
For English speaker, the best way to deliver Buddha Dhamma is through chan practice.
禅法主要是练心的方法，它是超越种族、宗教、文化与国籍的一种生活的智慧。
Chan is a way to practice our mind. It passes the boundaries set by race, religion, culture, and nationality. It really helps us to develop wisdom to deal with daily activities.
圣严师父曾经说过，禅的智慧人人本来都有，只要是只是有的人知道，有人不知道。那如果大家都知道有这一份宝藏，就会去发掘或是探索，而去开启这个禅的智慧的宝藏，而就是禅修。
I remember Master Sheng Yin have said, Chan wisdom all of us possess, just as some of us know it and some of us don't. If we realize we have this treasure in our mind,We will be able to discover, explore, and dig up this treasure. And this process is Chan practice.
刚刚虽然讲到我们在华人方面的话，以宗教的信仰来契机切入，但是圣严师父还是以正信、正知、正见、正行，不希望大家只是盲目的崇拜信仰。
So as I said before, Chinese speakers.Approaches Buddha Dhamma from a belief perspective. However, it's important to understand what is the correct Buddha Dhamma.
也希望大家能得到佛法、禅法跟心法，使自己能净化自己。
So, as you approach Buddha Dhamma, acquire Buddha Dhamma and Chan practice, the ultimate goal is to purify your mind.
开启每个人跟佛一样有的佛性。
To discover and identify the Bodhi mind that every one of us possess, just as Buddha.
开启禅的智慧。
To discover your Chan wisdom.
所以花果山一直在做的就是透过佛法、禅法、心法来开发人人心中的希望与光明。
So Buddha Damodaran Mountain Organization has continuously.Practice, we hope to, through chanting, through meditation, we can explore the wisdom, the hope, and the brightness in all of our mind.
所以三十多年前有了东初禅寺创建的缘起，后来我们也有了向刚道场，或是在法鼓山，或是在世界各地的昏智道场，都是希望能弘扬汉传禅佛教，这个立场是永远不会改变。
So this is a purpose why we establish Chan Meditation Center, why we establish Damodaran Retreat Center, and why we establish many chapters and practice locations. Because we would like to share Chinese Buddhism, Chinese Chan Buddhism in the Western world.
华果山的使命就是以心灵环保为核心，弘扬汉传禅佛教，透过三大教育达到世界净化。
So the theme of Dhamma Draw Mountain Organization's teaching is we will like to follow the teaching of Chan Buddhism, Chinese Chan Buddhism, to purify people's mind and to establish pure land on earth.
因为在1992年师父就提出心灵环保在国际间来推动。
So in 1992, Master Sheng Yan started talking about spiritual environmentalism.
到今年2012年整整20年了。
So this year, 2012, this is the 20th anniversary.
所以今年在2月5号啊，在台湾啊，我们就举行了圣严师父圆寂三周年暨心灵环保20年爱接力活动。
So this year, on February 5th in Taiwan, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Shifu's teaching of spiritual environmentalism, and also to commemorate Shifu's passing, the third year of Shifu's passing, we had a big ceremony.
我们在台湾中华民国的总统，还有三位前后任的副总统，以及许多的部长，还有媒体啊，十几家的主要负责人跟我们社会善知大德跟法鼓山的护法菩萨都共同的签心灵环保宣言。
So, at that ceremony, the current president of the Republic of China, Taiwan, former presidents and cabinet members and many important media players all signed a vow at the ceremony to commemorate Shifu's teaching of spiritual environmentalism.
因为心灵环保就是在观念的导正，提升人的素质，使我们心不受到环境的冲击，还能以健康的心态来面对现实，处理问题。
So the spiritual environmentalism is a method teaches us to deal with life in the correct way.So we will not get lost. We will be able to lead life in the proper method.
因为我们在面对的整个现在世界受到金融海啸的影响，整个人心啊浮动不安啊，那在生命上的话没有安全感，生活上没有安定感。
So many of us feel unsettled and feel unsure in this difficult economic times as a result of recession.
事实上我们在这个时代的环境里面，以物质生活条件来讲，比20世纪的前期已经丰富了数倍，可是大家有没有感受到更多的平安跟幸福呢？
So if we look at our material means,Our situation is many times better than individuals in the first half of the 20th century. But do we feel better?
尤其现在世界的各种现象啊，战争啊，这个地球暖化的现象啊，还有这个贫富差距的这些的问题啊，都是许多我们价值观的混淆不清。因为大家盲目的追求财富，追求前世名利位啊，或是放纵的快乐，使自己跟环境产生矛盾冲击，自己内心失去的平衡了。
We actually feel lost. Many of us are searching for more. Many of us are confused. Walls and global warming and many other things makes us not feeling happy.
或许许多人也主张爱好和平，却在高喊和平口号的时候也引发了冲突跟战争。
So many of us are able to say we want peace, but the process of searching for peace actually created conflict and war.
这也是华古山为什么 要提出心灵环保这个运动的原因。
This is why Dharma Drone Organization like to spread the message of spiritual environmentalism.
所以20年来我们已经把心灵环保这个观念推展到国际间去，我们也主张唯有人心的转变，大家才有真正的平安，希望让我们共同发愿，培养更多的人才来净化人心，净化社会，净化这个世界。
This is why Dharma Drone Mountain spread the message of spiritual environmentalism around the globe. We believe the only way to find peace is we all have to turn our mind around. That's the only way we can have ultimate peace in our society.
心灵环保，它事实上就是在让我们诚如佛经所讲的诸恶莫作众善奉行自尽其意啊，是诸佛教。
So what is spiritual environmentalism? It's just as what's taught in many sutra. We shouldn't do bad things, we should practice good things.
也就是在提醒我们能保护自己心念，做好心灵的保护。
We should protect our mind not to be contaminated.
如果心念能转为正念，希望光明无限。
If you can turn your mind around to do the correct thinking, the correct method, your mind will be full of brightness and hope.
所以我们在日常的生活当中，是不是能体验到圣严师父跟我们所开示的禅法、佛法、心法的观念跟方法应用在我们日常生活中面对的所有的人事物。
So how do we do this? 师父's teaching tells us that we should practice following the principle of Chan, follow the principle of Dharma, and follow the principle of clarifying mind.
这个就是在关照我们自己的意念，还有自己身体的行为，还有自己语言表达出去的，是不是得体？
So we can contemplate and really reflect on the way our mind, our language, our words, and our body behaves.
因为心是身体的主宰，心能改变命运，也能改变这个世界，力量是非常大的。
The key issue is mind.Mind master the body. Mind can change our fate. Mind can change the world. Mind is powerful.
因为心如工画师，能造种种五蕴的世界啊。
Because our mind, we created five skanda.
这个五蕴就讲色、受、想、行、识。
So mind, the five skanda.Is what we have taught in Buddhism.
华严经里面也有讲到，或是我们有时候在做参加晚课的时候啊，就会听到“若人一了知，三世一切佛，因观法界性，一切唯心造。”
As it's taught in our evening practice, many of you will chant the words from 华严 Sutra.
我们也知道，我们现在地球环境啊的许多的污染啊。都是人为的。
So many of you probably realize a lot of contamination on this planet is man-made.
所以人为的话，事实上就要从人心的心念是不是有为转为正念，怎么样子去关照是不是贪求了。
So man-made contamination, the only solution is we have to work on our mind.To make sure it's correct.
我们有时候会认为说人定胜天。
So sometimes we thought we are better than the superpower in the universe.
为了自己生活上的需求，到底是需要的还是想要呢？
So sometimes we will like things.Is that because we really need it, or just because we want it?
师父跟我们开始说，我们通常需要不都想要很多。
So remember, 师父's teaching, actually we don't really need a lot, but we like a lot.
是不是能掌握到能要该要的才要，不能要不该要的绝对不要的。
So you practicing mind, we should follow the principle, only if we need it, then we will acquire it. Just because we will like it, that doesn't mean we should acquire it. And we should not.
或许我们只是说需要想要针对物质生活的需要，或是想要而在拿捏。
So we should follow this principle in our daily lives. We only acquire things that we absolutely need.
可是有没有去注意到，我们的心念也是生住意灭无常。
So if you use this principle to practice your mind, you realize there are many things in the world that follow the principle of impermanence.
我们也知道要好的念头，不要有坏的念头。
We also know that we should have good thoughts, not bad thoughts.
所以要保持正念，不要有妄念。
So when we practice, we should make sure we have the correct thoughts, not wandering thoughts.
也知道不要有烦恼念，要有清净念。
Not to have vexing thoughts, but to have clarifying thoughts.
可是无明烦恼业力行为一来的话，观念之道境界来做不到。
Unfortunately, we know the principle. However, when vexations appear in front of us, it's hard to do that.
这时候就要用方法咯。
That's when you really need to practice, following the method.
注意呼吸。
Counting your breath.
打坐、念佛、持咒、拜佛。
Do sitting practice, chanting, prostrating in front of Buddhas,
使心能保持平静安定的方法，用来散乱的心变成集中心，然后能摄心、专心、统一心、无心。
So this way, you will be able to pull back the wandering mind, so you can focus, and eventually you'll be able to find peace in your mind.
所以刚刚在讲需要跟想要，有一些的方法，现在你是需要贪求身体的感受呢，还是物质的欲望，而能用一些佛法、禅法、心法的观念跟方法来疏导，而让心保持那个平静安定。
So I said, do you really need something or do you want something? So how do you pull your mind back from that desire? You need to follow the correct way.So you will be able to eventually find peace in your mind.
就以我们现在在这个大家一起凝聚在一起听我在分享抱怨不抱怨的一些脉络。
So just as you're sitting here in the audience, listening to my talk about cultivating a great vow and not to complain.
如果说这时候因为今天气候很冷，然后来的时候又喝了很多水，这时候想上厕所，然后可是方丈在讲的一些话，万一去上厕所听不到，然后在那边挣扎。
So because the weather's cold and you drank a lot of water before you came, and now you really want to go to the bathroom, but you didn't want to leave the audience because you were afraid to miss any words I said.
要继续憋着不要去上厕所呢，还是说？放松心情，毅然的悄悄的去上厕所。
So, should you struggle sitting here and wiggle in your seat, or just quietly stand up and go to the bathroom?
然后不要不去打扰到其他的人。
And not to disturb the people who sit around you.
万一没有听到，就学习放下吧。
If you didn't hear what I said, just relax, let it go.
今天你只要掌握这个题目就够了啦。
So that's if you can make a great vow and not to complain, that's enough. You have accomplished the purpose of coming here today.
不过其他的都是一些观念跟方法的分享而已。
the rest of my talk is just to show you the methods and share my experience and examples.
佛法有讲到说八万四千法门，事实上是指无限的法门，都是契机契理的，希望众生能得到他原本跟佛一样有的佛性，或是清净的慈悲跟智慧。
So there are many, many things that in Buddha Dhamma, but the essence is the same, that we should find the right method for us to develop our wisdom and peace.
所以一切就是学习注意到身心的平衡。
So the key issue is to find the balance between your body and mind.
也就是在练习心理的平衡跟人格的发展，一定要有观念的疏导跟方法的运用。
So to find peace, we really need to find a correct method. So this will help us to develop our clear personality.
所以我们刚刚举例的要不要去上厕所，第一个前提就是怎么样先放松身心。
So the example I just gave you about going to the bathroom,The first step is to relax.
如果没有毅然决然的放松身心，憋着要而不去上厕所，一定念头杂念很多。
So if you don't know how to relax, you're focusing on this experience that will give you a lot of vexing thoughts.
除非你很专心的听讲，忘了要上厕所了。
Of course, the opposite is because you're paying so much attention to my talk, you totally forgot that you had to go to the bathroom.
所以这个只是一个举例啊，让大家抱着放松心情，因为现在大家都是聚精会神的在凝聚这个向心力。
So this is just an example that I want you to learn to relax. I know you're all paying attention listening to my talk.
事实上我们在讲禅修啊，最主要是在讲安定，还有怎么样子让我们的心念能保持清净，不受到这个环境的污染或是外在种种诱惑打击啊。
So in Chan practice, the practice method help us to keep our mind in a steady state that we're not disturbed by our environment and anything around us.
心的安定最主要也是在使我们心念不混乱。
So when our mind is steady and clear, we are not going to have this wandering and disturbing vexation.
同样的，我们最主要禅修更重要的也在开启我们的智慧。
So Chan practice help us to cultivate our wisdom.
智慧就是面对各种境界来不困扰。而不起烦恼。
So what is wisdom? Wisdom is, it doesn't matter what situation we're in, we are not going to allow vexation arise.
不管是为了安定清净智慧，安定不混乱，清净不污染，不被诱惑，智慧不困扰，不烦恼，难免我们无名烦恼习性都会起了一些烦恼挂碍。最短的时间把它拉回来，在这个平静的安定，以及怎样不被诱惑污染，而怎么样不受困扰，而不要再起烦恼。
So we follow this right way to practice, although we may encounter problems, we may have attachment, we may have vexations, we can ultimately to drop all that.To achieve peace in our mind.
因为有时候我们也知道说要照这样子的一个观念跟法去做，可是因为无明烦恼业力行为非常的强，那这时候可以用惭愧忏悔清净得安乐的这样子的一个修行方法，使自己能更发怒忏悔，那如此会更谦卑，更能放下自我中心。
So sometimes we know what to do, but it's hard to do. Then we should use repentance. Repent, help us to become humble. and then we will be able to continue our practice.
不管顺的境界或是逆的境界，我们都用感恩心，珍惜这些因缘。然后，如果用感恩心，就能升起正面的能量出来。
It doesn't matter if the condition is positive or negative. We should always appreciate the challenges for our practice.
像圣严师父啊，就是在开示我们，在我们生活领域里面，能抱着惭愧、忏悔、感恩的三种态度来修持的时候啊，而做每一件事情都抱着非常努力，而绝对不要去失望，也不要厌恨，如此就能充满希望跟充满活力。
Follow 师父's teaching, we should appreciate environment we're in. We should be humble and we should repent. This will help us to practice and ultimately we can achieve the peace in our mind.
因为我们刚刚也在讲说，每一个人都希望透过禅法、佛法、心法开启智慧，而且每一个人都有原本的这个跟佛一样有个慈悲跟智慧，只是被无明烦恼这个遮盖住了。
So as I said, all of us have the same wisdom and compassion.In our mind, just as Buddha, unfortunately, they are covered by vexations.
对，所以刚刚在讲惭愧、忏悔、感恩的这三种态度啊，帮助我们亲近得安乐。
So the three ways that I just suggested to have appreciation, to repent, and to have compassion will help us.
谈到智慧。不是知识、经验、逻辑的论辩。
Wisdom is not the same as knowledge, is not the same as intelligence.
而是一个无我的态度。
Is an attitude of no self.
无我的态度就是在学习放下自我中心。
So what is no self? No self is let yourself go.
因为我们众生的自我中心呢，非常的强，难调难服。
All sentient beings, this is our natural state, is full of ourselves.
所以特别用惭愧、忏悔、感恩这三种修行的态度来面对人生旅程的各种顺利因缘，而用奉献的心来广结善缘。
So how can we let ourselves go? That's why we need to practice repentance. We need to practice to be humble. We need to practice to appreciate all conditions. And this will help us to develop our wisdom.
圣严师父也开始奉献即时修行，安心即时成就。
The other aspect is to contribute and to devote. This is how 师父 taught us.To contribute to the society so we can accomplish things.
可是我们有时候碰到逆境啊，或是碰到我们一生做了许多的善事，可是为什么还有一些逆境或甚至一些灾难发生在我们的身上或是周遭的亲友身上，就会开始怀疑我做善事有没有用。
So sometimes we have doubts. Why do we have doubts? Because we have done all these wonderful things, but how come bad things still happen to us and to our friends, to our relatives, to our loved ones? So we have doubts about the effectiveness of our practice.
从信仰方面来讲，我在求佛菩萨，念佛菩萨好像不灵了。
From a religious perspective, now we start doubting. All the chanting we did is not working.
到底我来这个世间是来受恶报还是来还债的？
So there's an expression. So in this life, we come to this world. Is that because I deserve all these bad things happen to me? Is that because all the bad things happen in previous life, and now it's coming back to me?
这个是我们常常面临，而心理上会有这些的想法。
So this is quite often occurring to us.
我今天会用抱怨不抱怨这个主题，事实上也是似乎也是勉励我们要抱怨，碰到各种境界来，不要 complain， 也不要因为有碰到逆境。难免有挫折的时候而产生颓丧跟灰心。
So that's why I decided to talk about generating a great vow and do not complain. This helps us when we're dealing with challenging situations still to move ahead in our practice.
碰到顺境的时候是众因缘和合而成的，不要得意忘形，不要自我中心很强，是自己能力非常好，而要这个所有的人都是因为你而获益的。
So first, when we are in a positive environment, we should not become arrogant and full of self and think we deserve it.
这样就会产生一种傲慢心出来的。
If you do that, you would generate arrogance.
甚至不懂得惜福，反而造了许多的恶业行为出现。
You become not able to treasure the positive experience. You actually will generate a lot of karmic obstructions.
挫折不颓丧，不灰心，反而愈挫愈勇。
So when encountering challenging situations.We should not become frustrated. We should persevere.
亦努力进取，亦奋发图强。
We should persevere to move forward.
那这样子的话，我们碰到逆境了，境界来的时候，我们一般常常会讲说啊，业障来了。
So when we are experiencing challenging situations, sometimes we will say,this is because of the karmic obstruction.
境界现前，逆境不一定是业障。
Challenging situation is not equivalent to karmic obstructions.
业障是否我们不管碰到顺利因缘的时候，是起了无明烦恼，心理不平衡，而造了许多的这些恶劣行为。然后整个挫折颓丧，挫折不要颓丧灰心，而觉得没有希望，没有光明。
So what is karmic obstruction? That's when we are facing either challenging or positive situations. We perform bad deeds that causes problems. That's creating karmic obstructions.
进而不尊重生命，而这个。放弃了生命，甚至把周遭的人也一同放弃掉，以为一了百了。
So sometimes we would give up. We'll give up of ourselves. We'll give up on people around us. We just want to leave this world.
刚刚在讲到顺境有时候也会变成业障。如果都说知道是中因缘和合而很谦卑的话，我们知福、惜福、培福、重福，那永远有福。
So just as I said, when you're dealing with positive situation, you can also create karmic obstructions because we were arrogant. So when we're dealing with positive situation, we should remain humble, and that's how we can accumulate, cultivate, and eventually build merits.
如果碰到挫折或是逆境的时候，哎，这个又要成就我什么，而把每一个过程当成一个锻炼历练而使自己成长的契机的营养剂的话，这就是一种正面解读逆向思考， 而不是用负面情绪来反应处理的，就可以减少一些烦恼挂碍，反而可以增长一些平安、健康、快乐、幸福。
So what is positive thinking and reverse situation? That's when we're dealing with challenging situations, we should view this as an opportunity for growth. So we can generate positive energy, we can continue to grow and turn the bad situation around.
所以就不是业障，而是胡业慧业的宝藏。
So instead of karmic obstruction, this is a treasure for us to grow.
这个要有正确的因果因缘观念。
This is the correct cause and condition thinking.
因果观念让我们努力种善因得善果，种恶因会得恶果。
So cause and results, we have, if we accumulated bad causes, we will have bad results. If we generated good causes, we will have good results.
因为往往我们努力了，没有得到预期成果，不是不报，只是时候未到。
So sometimes we question, how come we have good causes, we don't see good results? That's because the time is not ripe yet.
只要继续保持努力，因缘成熟，福报自然到。
So you should persevere, continue to create good causes, eventually you'll be able to see the good results.
所以因缘观非常的重要。
So cause and conditions and results concept are very important.
就像圣严师父开示，我今天发愿要做一些利人利己的事情，同样的也要因缘成熟啊。
So this is how Shifu taught us. So today when I make a great vow to benefit myself, to benefit all sentient beings, of course I have to make sure cause and conditions are right, correct too.
因缘不成熟，暂时放下不是放弃啊。
So if cause and conditions are not right,You can temporarily let it go, but that doesn't mean to give up.
我们保持着尽心尽力，随缘努力啊。
So we should still continue, but we should continue following the right cause and conditions.
因为有时候我们常常会急着赶快有成果。
So sometimes we're in a rush. We want to see results immediately.
负责人自然的压力就来了。
That's when we give us pressure.
也要面对大众的期待啊。
We have to face the expectations of others.
师父也开始说，不要有压力，一切是助力。
师父 also taught us, do not give ourselves pressure, but to focus.
说得那么好听，不要有压力，一切是助力，来了都总是有压力啊。
So it's easy to say, do not give us pressure, but to focus, but whenWe face that situation, it's hard to do.
不在其位啊，不知其境，没遇其境，不知其位，你没碰到，你都不知道，难怪说不要有压力。
So when we are not in that position, we're not challenged by the specific task, it's easy to say no pressure. But when you're in that situation, it's hard.
所以我们要有同理心，很可能都会产生压力。
So we should have empathy, because if we're in that situation, we may have the same experience too.
但同样的要正面解读逆向思考，如同我们在这个水在地底下，要拉把它送到楼上去，总是要有泵浦的压力，所以这个压力变成什么？是助力。
So how do we handle that? We handle thatusing the positive thinking and turn the situation around method. Just as if water is located underground, how do we bring the water to the surface of earth? We need a pump to give it that extra pressure.
有这种观念，就是要心念转为什么？正念了。
So using this method, we can always turn our mind to be positive.
所以我们在讲这个因果因缘观，因果观不是只看到现在，要讲过去、现在、未来。 过去现在未来有过去式现在式 未来式有昨天今天明天有刚刚那一件事现在这个时候等一下未来叫对等的前念现念下一念
So the concept of cause and results has three aspects past, present and future. This can be yesterday, today and tomorrow. This can be our thought that just occurred, our present thought and our future thought.
所以我们常常说要把握现在活在当下
So we often say really master present, live at present.
因为刚刚有提到到底来这个世间是来受报还债还是说积极的生命观来还愿呢
So how we should live at present? Should we think of a present as suffer what we created in the past or should we view present as an opportunity to make a great vow and make changes?
如果我们心甘情愿地说认为是来受报还债也是平安的这表示尽责任负责任的
It's okay to think about living at present as taking the results of what we create in the past. This is an indication that you face the outcome of your previous activities.
心不甘情不愿没完没了
You should not view this negatively because that will be an eternal cycle of negative events.
因为如果以积极的生命观来看待一切就是快乐的
If you view this positively you will be filled of happiness
面对的各种顺利因缘都是让你修福修慧的资粮、啊、
You view either positive and negative encounters all as opportunities for practice
同样的你碰到逆境或是我们身体没有像一般人都四肢发达或是有缺少的手或缺少的脚或是脑性麻痹但是没有因为这些现象而放弃你的生命就算偶尔有一些颓丧灰心可是马上转念我如何能还应用身体所有的资源继续努力来奉献跟付出就是在现身说法
So the example is if you could not move an arm or a leg or you have cerebral palsy or other problems, instead of viewing this as losing a limb and not having body function, we can focus on what do I have left? What can I do with existing body parts to accomplish?
就是缺而不陷,残而不障。
Instead of viewing it as a deficit, we view it as a disabled body parts, but we still have other able body parts.
我们身体或许有一些不足的地方，但没有陷入到心里产生那种烦恼阴霾的心态。
Even with a disabled body part, our mind is still positive. We are not negative. We can still accomplish peace.
也没有因为身体某方面不足产生烦恼障碍。
We did not generate vexation just because we have a disabled body part.
反而珍惜因缘，珍惜资粮，修福修慧啊。
We use this as an opportunity to practice to generate wisdom and merit.
我为什么特别在强调这个因果因缘观要三世因果因缘观？最主要还是有一些人都持表象来看。以为我们这一生或许有一些不足的或碰到逆境过去是一定做了不好的事情或是没有结了善缘今天才会遇到这些情境
Why do I stress the concept of cause and conditions and cause and results? Because many of us every time we encounter a negative situation we often say that's because we did something bad in our previous life that's why we have to suffer
如果个人以反省检讨而认为自己过去没有结了善缘或是做了一些不好的事情 今生我更应该做惭愧忏悔谦卑的态度，负责尽责，而心里平衡，充满着我要继续好好的珍惜这一生，还有这个肉体生命当成修行的道器来修福修慧的话，反而是正面的能量，就是正面解读，逆向思考，心里也是平衡的。
So how to positively deal with that situation after we acknowledge what our current suffering is a result of our doings of previous life, we should use our physical body that in this life to practice to generate wisdom, to generate merit, so we can have a different situation in the future.
但是对他人有遇到逆境或是一些灾难在他们身上的时候，我们应该以正面的解读，逆向的思考，我们都是来还愿的。
So when we saw others encountering disasters, catastrophes, we should also use this positive thinking to view this as a way for us to generate great vow.
如果我们是学佛的人，就如同观音菩萨普门示现，为度化什么众生，示现什么样的相出来。
So we should follow example of Guanyin Bodhisattva. In order to deliver all sentient beings, we need to appear in the form each sentient being can appreciate.
所以我们在世间里面看到扮演着各种角色的人。刚刚高大使来的时候，他说：“方丈，你很辛苦啊，很忙啊。”我说：“高大使，你假日的话更忙啊，只是我们特别有缘，今天你还能拨空专程来关怀啊。”
So a good example is I just had exchange with Ambassador Gao. I said, "You're very busy. You're actually busier on weekends because you have a lot of activities you have to do."
此时此刻就是要扮演大使观音菩萨的角色，度化他所要关怀许多的众生。
So Ambassador Gao is playing a form of Guanyin Bodhisattva. Here he appeared in the form of ambassador to deliver us, all sentient beings.
高大使夫人也不一定都跟高大使一起去关怀，也有他这个护理团体要需要关怀的角色啊。
So Mrs. Gao actually is also busy on weekends because she had other groups that she has to pay attention to.
同样的，我们今天在场的，不管法师或在家菩萨，不管我们在西方众或是东方众，不管在各个领域的人，都是地球人在扮演着观音菩萨，或是不同宗教信仰的，他扮演着天使在奉献跟付出，现身说法。
So all the participants, doesn't matter if you're English speaking or Chinese speaking, doesn't matter what kind of role you play in society, you are appearing in a specific form of Guanyin Bodhisattva to help.
所以心甘情愿还债是平安的，心甘情愿来还愿是快乐的。
So we should feel comfortable that we're here to generate a great vow. We're here to offer our service. We should do this willingly.
如果我们有这样子的一个观念跟心态，就是相信我们过去无量世中已经许下许多的善愿，而许多的这个境界现前的时候，虽然有艰难或是带给我们一时的困扰，但是因为我们抱着是来还愿的，而展现慈悲智慧的实践，也是自动自发乐在其中的修行。
So if you believe in what I said, you're here because you made many great vows in your previous lives. You're here to make sure these great vows are completed. You should do this willingly.And you should be able to accomplish a lot with happiness.
如果我们没有许过善愿，要发愿还愿的话，今生不可能啊，坐在这里啊，就算没有坐在这里啊，听闻佛法、禅法、心法，就没有这种契机了。
you must have made these great vows in your previous lives. Otherwise, you wouldn't have this opportunity to sit in this audience to listen to this talk.
所以圣严师父遇到我们碰到一些灾难的时候，也会讲说，这些罹难者或是受伤者，受苦受难的是大菩萨，救苦救难是菩萨。
So Master Sheng Yan had a saying, he often view when catastrophe happen, those victims are great bodhisattvas who taught us lessons. Those rescuers are bodhisattvas.
因为这些受苦受难的能代替我们承受了许多的苦难，让我们去觉察哪些事情不足的，而应该要去注意的，去加强的。是我们的老师。
Those victims who suffer and through their sufferings taught us lessons about what we need to pay attention, what we should let go. They're great bodhisattvas to teach us Buddha Dhamma.
就像我们在美国曼哈顿911事件的时候，这些罹难者或是受伤者就是受苦受难的大菩萨，救苦救难的是菩萨，你们认为呢？
So what do you think? During 9/11, many individuals died and many individuals were injured. Are those individuals who suffered great bodhisattva? What do you think?
这也是圣严师父正面解读，逆向思考。
This is Master Sheng Yan's lesson to show us how to think positively when we encounter a negative situation.
这也是今天为什么特别再提出来跟大家共同来分享，我们都可以去关怀遇到这种情境而受苦受难的，跟他们勉励，你是菩萨悲智愿行而在现身说法的。
So this is why I'm giving this talk today. When we see other individuals suffering, we can generate compassion to view their situation.
因为我们难免会碰到这些境界的时候，觉得说以这样的心态做得到吗？可行吗？可以忍受吗？放得下吗？很难过耶。
We sometimes doubt when we face this situation, can we do it? We feel bad. We're hopeless. We can't really do anything.
可是师父也跟我们讲说，我们常在念观音，求观音，要学观音，做观音啊。
师父 often encourages us as we chant Guanyin Bodhisattva's name,We need to practice Guanyin Bodhisattva's behavior. We need to behave as Guanyin Bodhisattva.
因为我们如果很顺利的时候，我们还要祈愿真福真慧，世界和平人安乐。
When we are in a positive situation, we need to make a great vow about generating more wisdom, generate more wisdom.Merit, and we want the world to be full of peace.
如果我们遇到挫折困苦的时候，祈愿消灾除障。
So our vow, the vow we make when we're dealing with difficult situations, we want to lessen the negative situation.
人人免难有幸福。
We want all sentient beings to be alleviated of vexations and challenges, and to have peace.
我们都希望一切平安、快乐、健康、幸福，但更重要的，我们要许愿广结善缘。
We would like to make a great vow for all sentient beings to be at peace, to be healthy. But the most important vow we should make is we need to generate positive.Affinity with all sentient beings.
更重要的是要奉献利他出苦海。
We should made the great vow that we would devote ourselves and devote ourselves so we and all sentient beings can eliminate our vexations.
这就是让我们许愿来学佛护法少烦少恼满人间菩提智慧在人间。
So this is why we practice Buddha Dhamma. We want to be able to have peace for ourselves and for all sentient beings.
所以我要跟大家一起来共勉，祈愿许愿的我大悲心起来还愿，救苦救难学观音。
So at the end, I would like to share my thinking with all of you that we should make a great vow, behave as Guanyin Bodhisattva. We want to help ourselves and all sentient beings.
祈愿许愿的我大悲心起来还愿，平等普施学观音。
So one more time, we want to practice as Guanyin Bodhisattva to make a great vow to generate great compassion to help ourselves and help all sentient beings.
我还是要说，我这一次来的目的是来感恩大家的。
So I want to say one more time, the purpose of my visit is to show my appreciation, to thank you all.
我们不管跟随圣严师父非常资深或今天才来的，相信都跟圣严师父法鼓山生命旅程当中有深厚的因缘。
Regardless of your long-time followers of the center, or today's your first visit, you all have had great affinity with Damodaran Mountain, with Master Sheng Yan.
因为今天跟大家分享，有些都是多年来自己学习成长的过程，照说是内化的。但是常常有些这个法师啊跟信众讲，方丈你慢慢讲，你讲太快，有的都还没消化就已经讲过去了。
So many of you are long-term followers. You have attended many talks at the center. You probably noticed something. A number of monastics, resident monastics often remind me that I speak too fast, that sometimes you can't follow me.
方丈，你本来就丹田就很有力了，轻轻讲的话，不要重重的讲，不然太大声了。
Sometimes they remind me to speak softly, because sometimes I speak too loudly.
我为了感恩大家，所以刚刚讲的特别铿锵有力。
I want to show my appreciation, so I really spoke very loudly and clearly.
所以刚刚讲说，可能难行、难忍、难舍、难过，我劝大家有这些现象，先稍微沉淀一下。难，逗点，行；难，逗点，忍；难，逗点，舍；难过，难，逗点，过，超越，通过。
So I want to say four things to share with you. Difficult to do, difficult to experience, difficult to give up, difficult to process.
有时候到北美来，或是在各地，然后回到台湾，总会说啊，回来真好。
So many of you, travel back to Taiwan, whenever I visit, North America, it's really nice to return to here.
刚刚讲回来真好是指说回到台湾真好。
Sometimes when you return to Taiwan, you say it's really wonderful to return to Taiwan.
这样讲出来我来到东丘禅寺不好吗？
So does that mean coming to Chan Meditation Center, is that not a good visit?
因为所以我回到台湾的时候说回来真好，马上下一个念头哪里不好。
So just this is the way I think. Whenever I return to Taiwan, I say, oh, it's really good to be back in Taiwan. My next thought is anywhere, it's great.
因为每一次来我都是增加我的能量。
I feel that every time I visit Chan Meditation Center, I have more energy.
或许我的体质跟人家不一样。
Maybe because my body, is a little bit different.
忙得有没有比较瘦?
Even though I'm very busy, I did not lose weight.
但是最重要的同样的我在分享有时候放松没有其他事总是会看书嘛或是准备一些资料看书真享受下一个念头哪一件事情你在学习奉献付出不是在享受呢
So sometimes when I read a book I said it's such a pleasure to read a book My next thought is anything I do it's a pleasure
当然我也希望瘦了走路会比较轻快一点
Of course, I would like to lose weight, therefore when I walk, it feels easier.
可是我现在虽然胖一点,走路还是蛮轻快的。
So even with my current weight, I walk quite easily.
因为奉献要勤快。
Because devotion needs frequency, diligence.
人家说你当方丈一定有很多的挑战,我说我从来不以挑战的态度来面对。我都用感恩心来学习
so
成就我修福修慧啊。
Sometimes I heard comments, oh, your job as abbot president must be full of challenges. That's not the way I view my responsibility. I feel this as an opportunity for me to generate wisdom, to generate merit.
因为时间有限我还是说一个故事怎么样子让我们在人生的旅程当中面对到一些困境或是生命关头的时候都是在让我们应用父母给肉体的生命在成就慈悲智慧无限的生命力啊。
So I'll share a story with you about how to practice.
所以我在分享说有一只老驴在不小心的时候掉进一个谷井里面但是这个农夫要把它救起来一下子不方便把他从深的这个井底里面把他救上来。
So an old donkey fell into a well. For some reason, the farmer was not able to rescue the old donkey immediately from the well.
所以就请人要拿一些沙跟石，要把这个井埋起来，让驴就地怎么样掩埋。
So, the old farmer asked someone to bury the donkey in the well using sands and dirt.
所以这个农夫把沙石往井里面丢这个驴就哀嚎啊。
So as the farmer throwing dirt and, into the well, the donkey started wailing.
没多久这只驴子不叫了没有哀嚎啊。
After a while, the old donkey stopped.
原来这只驴子发现自己已经面临生死关头，他每遇到在井口有沙石丢下来，会从啊泼到他这个驴的身上，他就抖一抖。后面听看得到吗？他就身体抖一抖，把沙石抖一抖。我顺便这个扭转放松身心。
So the old donkey realized as the farmer is throwing dirt into the well, the dirt kept hitting the old donkey, so he would shake his body.
那个沙石就在什么井底，然后驴就踩在什么沙石上面。
So the old donkey started to step onto the accumulated dirt.
所以每到一桶，他就每踩一桶。
So as the dirt is being poured into the well, he started stepping onto this piled up dirt.
所以沙石最后填到这个井口的时候，这个驴子可以踏出来了。
So ultimately, the dirt piled up so high that the donkey was able to step out of the well.
所以这驴子就这个摇摇尾巴，跟这个农夫啊，跟他们说再见了。
So the old donkey shook his bottom at the farmer and said goodbye to the farmer.
我们在人生的旅程或许可不可以像驴子摇摇尾巴无名烦恼再见了。
So as we live in this world, all sentient beings, are we able to shake our bottom to vexations and say goodbye to vexations?
所以碰到逆境困境，有时候却是人生的垫脚石、踏脚石。
So view challenging environment as stepping stone for us.
就不是业障了。
It's instead of karmic obstructions.
有时候太顺的时候，反而变成爱脚石。
Actually, positive situations sometimes become obstacles.
就变成业障了。
Ultimately, create karmic obstruction for us.
这个故事有没有带给大家一些启发呢？
Did you generate wisdom from this story?
最后跟大家共同勉励，因为每一个人都有实力。这几年我都是因为人家问我你当方丈一定有压力，我说我尽心尽力，随缘努力，转化压力成为助力，开发潜力，保持毅力，凝聚向心力，展现生命力，有愿就有力，彼此共勉励。English 没有押韵。
In summary, I would like to share with you my wishes. Generate great vows so when you practice, you can continue to move forward. You will feel strength and force to help you in your practice. Good wishes.
最后这个实力也让我们有一些继续要发愿、许愿、许愿、凡愿。那我用十个随来跟大家分享。
So at the end, I would like to share with you 10 verses, to help you to make the great vow.
随时发心。
Often, frequently make vows.
因为我们出发心容易，恒心毅力难，所以要随时保持出发心，变成正觉。
We often, especially if you initially make great vow, you often can't remember it.
随念保持清净。
Each vow, you should try to keep your mind focused.
随处观音。
Everywhere you see 观音菩萨。
随身应身。应身就是现身，扮演着应现身。
You often see the appearance of 观音菩萨 in different forms.
因为观音菩萨千处祈求千处应了。随缘迎接。
Follow the condition for your vow.
这个意思就是说，我们常会面到各种顺利缘。刚开始我也讲说，用感恩心。接受顺利缘，报恩心，奉献，结善缘，也就是随缘迎接这些境界来。
Follow condition to generate your vow.
随力奉献。
Follow your ability to contribute.
我们衡量我们自己的心力、智力、财力、体力来奉献付出。
Follow your ability in material means and your ability to practice.
就是说我们奉献付出，不要奉献到付出起烦恼。
Don't contribute above your means because that will generate vexations.
随意心安。
Follow the conditions so you can find peace.
因为心安就有平安。
Because if your mind is at peace, we will have peace around
us. 如何心安平安，就是刚刚分享的这个因果因缘观，还有戒定慧三学。还有随时展现慈悲跟智慧。
So how do you find peace? Remember the two concepts, cause and conditions and cause and results. And we have three major practice methods. Follow precept, concentration and samadhi.
就随喜自在了。
Follow these conditions, you'll find peace.
我和人和心和口和欢欢喜喜有幸福。
If you find peace, the people around you can be influenced by you and the whole society will achieve
因为内核,
spiritual environmentalism.
内核、外核、因核、缘核，平平安安真自在。
As I said, if we continue to practice as this, our society will be clear and will achieve spiritual environmentalism.
随佛修行，随愿守成。
Follow the teaching of Buddha, following your great vow, we can all attain Buddhahood.
因为刚刚有讲过，奉献即是修行，安心即是成就。
Follow, if you contribute to the society, you follow your great vow, you can accomplish.
所以祝福大家，报怨不报怨，随佛修行，随愿守成，阿弥陀佛。
So I want to share that you should make a great vow and do not complain in your practice.
本来今天要跟大家分享这么多东西，结果一夜也没欢。
So I prepared a very long talk, but unfortunately during the time limit, I only talk about one page of the material.
因为大家就是让我成就修福修慧的资粮，就不用欢了。
I didn't need to look at my script because you are the energy, you're the food for my cultivation of wisdom and merit. So I didn't even need to look at my script.
时轮不动，法轮不转，虽然很多话要讲，准备吃饭吧。
So I think we should get ready for our lunch offering.
祝福大家好好的餐。
I wish you to practice hardly.
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。